Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. And right alongside with me is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
We were laughing a little bit off the air. We always have a good time. But anyway, we enjoyed yesterday's talk and even enjoyed Monday's talk too. But today's just a little bit different. And you said it's just a broadleaf?
Yeah, we just went from grasses to broadleaves.
So really, it's just a simple switch.
Yeah, we're just making a switch, simple switch.
So anyway, for your hump day, we're going to be talking about now is a good time as it starts thinking about fall seeding for our alfalfa.
Yeah, and I was just looking at my notes here, and since I copied and pasted it, it really doesn't make any sense. But anyway, so proofreading maybe is what we need to do before tomorrow's show.
Hey, I got it.
But you got it. All right, so... yesterday we talked about establishing cool season grasses. You know, for most of us, it's going to be fescue and archer grass, probably more archer grass, you know, if we're talking about a hayfield. Today, I thought we'd talk about alfalfa, you know, and alfalfa is, do you know what our
he's putting me on the spot.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what our UK Extension publications refer to alfalfa as?
I don't.
The queen of forages.
Oh, the queen of forages.
The queen
I like
of forages.
It. Okay. I've learned something
right.
new.
So anyway, so when we're talking about getting the queen established, okay, all right, folks, plain and simple, alfalfa is expensive to establish. Alfalfa is expensive to raise, but it is extremely high quality. There's no one that'll debate that part with you, okay? So we want to make sure that we do it right. We do it right. And probably the most important thing is that we do it right. Okay. All right. So we got to pay attention to our details. And everybody's going to laugh. If you're a regular listener of Get the Scoop Radio Show, first thing, Kristen, we got to do is?
We have to soil test.
We got a soil test, right? Probably more, it's probably the most beneficial thing we can do to alfalfa more than any other crop. That's what I was trying to say. And alfalfa seed's expensive. You know, if we're looking at going with a Roundup Ready product, you know, $12, $13, $14 a pound. Okay, all right, for a Roundup Ready seed, let's give it the best chance of germinating. Okay, all right, so let's go ahead and get that soil test. Alfalfa being a little more pH specific, so we may need to have a little extra time to amend that pH. Okay.
So all right. What pH are we talking about? Just out of curiosity.
You know, we're still gonna be down there in that 6-8. Okay. All right.
Okay.
However, you know, we want to be there. We don't want to be headed that way. Okay. All right.
We want to be at that point.
We want to be there. Okay. Okay. We want to be there, you know. We want to be right there. So we want to go ahead and get that amended and get ready to go. You know, competition, most of the time we're gonna start with a clean seed bed. All right. So we're talking with a complete burn down. Chemical or if we're going conventional till, we're going to work it up, okay? Huge problem I see with alfalfa seeding is people have a tendency to get it too deep, all right? So let's look at the recommendation, depending on what seed you're using, yada, 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 rate, whether we're using no-till, conventional till, and let's not just – a lot of times we get it, especially with a no-till drill, and I'm guilty, okay? We set it by the chart, and then we just drop her in the ground and go. And we never really go back here and check. Okay, so the charts are usually painfully accurate. However, there may be some variation in there. We've got to make sure we got good planting depth. Okay, that's just one thing we definitely want to do. So starting out with a good clean seed bed, you know, is really, I think, important. And then putting that seed in the place where we really want it to be in that, getting it in there at the right time. So we talk about timing a little bit, okay? All right? And that's why I'm wanting you to get ahead of the head of the hound, so to speak. Think about this. Question I always get, Kristen, is about seed inoculant, okay? I think anytime we're putting down a legume seed, we need to go ahead and inoculate it, all right? If we're asking that plant to go ahead and make its own nitrogen, well, then let's give it the tools that the plant needs to do it. Okay, so let's go ahead and inoculate, you know, good inoculated seed, good seed. You know, I think that's very, very important. Other questions we get, you know, are we going to use a nurse crop? Okay, are we going to plant something in there with it? Usually fall seeding we don't, spring seeding we sometimes do. Fall seeding, we still may go with a little bit of wheat or rye in there. You know, just remember that anytime you plant as a nurse crop, it's also a competitive crop. So just something to think about that. If you got any questions about alfalfa establishment, give us a call at the Extension office.
That's right. And make sure you tune in here with us tomorrow, because I'm going to be talking about what's in season right now here in Kentucky. So you'll make sure you want to join us. We join us here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout out to our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and the folks over at Hopty Dine Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.